Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you Immortal Fire, Why Peter Tosh Will Never Die. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music, into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. You can silence a voice. You can break a body. You can bury a man. But you cannot kill fire, especially when that fire is rooted in truth. And Peter Tosh? Peter wasn't just a man. He was frequency. And frequency never dies. Decades have passed since that bullet took his body. But his spirit, it's louder now than ever. In the streets, in the rhythms, in the smoke rising from sacred hands, in every rebel soul that refuses to sell out, shut up, or bow down, Peter is still here. Not in memory, in motion. See, fire isn't limited by flesh. Peter's voice wasn't just made of vocal cords. It was made of code. Code embedded in every verse, every chant, every righteous roar. And code replicates. It spreads. Every time someone says equal rights and justice, they're not quoting a lyric. They're resurrecting a spirit. There's a reason you still feel his presence. A reason his words hit deeper now than ever. It's because the world Peter warned us about, it's here. And that warning, it wasn't prophecy. It was preparation. He told us, they'll dress rebellion in gold and sell it back to you. They'll legalize the herb after jailing the prophets. They'll put Bob on t-shirts, but silence the message. Watch them. Babylon sweetened the poison. And what happened? Exactly that. But Peter's fire? It burns through the illusion. Because truth, once awakened, becomes restless. And when a man dies carrying that truth, it doesn't end. It finds new carriers. You see it now in artists who refuse to be filtered, in communities rising without permission, in youth with dreads down their backs and revolutions in their palms. You see it in protests, in poetry, in playlists made underground. And you hear it in the chants of children who never met him, but know him, because his fire passed through the music, into the people. Peter once said, "Me no care who remember me name. Just remember what me chant. If me name fade but de fire stay me win." He didn't need statues. He needed the frequency to stay alive. And it did. There's this moment in Equal Rights, just before the last chorus. He takes a breath, a deep one, and then he lets it all out. Not just the note, but the conviction. It's not pretty. It's not polished. But it's perfect. Because in that breath, you feel it. A man giving his soul away, transferring it into the track. Forever. Peter didn't fear death because he never aimed for longevity. He aimed for eternity. Not in charts, but in change. He said, "If one ghetto pickney hear me and wake up, and chant, I am that I am, then me immortal already." So let's be clear. Peter's not gone. He's dispersed. Like embers in the wind. Every time you light a chalice in peace. Every time you correct someone misquoting truth. Every time you step on stage and say exactly what you mean, with no filter, no fear. That's Peter. He was never meant to live forever in body. He was meant to live forever in burning clarity. A torch passed down, not just through generations, but through integrity. And that's the challenge now. Not to worship him, but to mirror him. Not to quote him, but to embody him. To be as bold, as rooted, as unshakable. To light fires where silence leaves. To defend roots when Babylon offers gold. To mean it when you say Jah live. Peter was never asking us to make him a hero. He was asking us to join him, to carry the torch forward, to amplify the roar. And now it's on us. So when the industry waters down resistance, light it again. When governments sell herb while denying its roots, burn the lie. When artists fear the truth because it won't trend, speak it anyway. Because that is how Peter stays alive. That is how the immortal fire never fades. This series may be ending, but Peter's fire, it's just beginning.